Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is, "The website concept is still alive and well." With the rise of social media sites in modern times, some wonder whether the concept of a personal or organizational website is still valid. After all, why should anyone spend time and resources in developing a website, when they can easily create a profile page on social media sites like Facebook or LinkedIn? A question of evolution. Part of the answer to this question lies in the fact that all things are subject to one law. The inevitability of change. As systems and ways of doing things evolve, the old ushers in the new, and some of the old becomes obsolete. Through this evolution, new ways of thinking and doing things emerge, that allow us to reach new frontiers. Social media has ushered in a whole new paradigm in digital communications and interaction, allowing us to communicate in ways unimaginable just a few decades ago. Through social media, we are able to stay in touch with long-lost friends from high school, for example, or family otherwise out of reach. We can stay up to date with news and current events, in the comfort of our homes, or whilst using our mobile phones. There is a tendency for people to make the assumption that the evolution of one piece of technology naturally means the death of the technologies preceding it. This is not necessarily accurate. Contrary to this general belief, my observation is that technologies tend to complement each other, more often than they tend to replace each other. For example, the arrival of email has not spelled the end for regular mail, nor did the arrival of the automobile see the end of rail transport. A matter of doing things differently. If you have ever managed a website, or at least spent time to look at how one is managed from a functional point of view, you will agree that the approach is vastly different between social media and a website. In fact, the two approaches are vast worlds apart. A website is supposed to curate information about the owner in one place. Whilst this information is kept relevant and up to date, the rate at which this is done is enormously different for the two platforms. Social media is about providing the latest information with instant feedback from your audience, which allows for multiple interactions. If you are like me, you probably feel more comfortable having some parts of your life being within your control. A website is a channel that provides just that. Unlike social media, which is completely in the control of the social media company, a website is within the full control of the owner, who has carte blanche with every aspect of what gets published on that website. A balancing act. The reality of the matter is that websites are not going anywhere anytime soon. With regards to social media and websites, the prudent approach for anyone trying to reach an audience is to carry out a balancing act. There are things that a website does well, for which social media is poorly suited. And there are things that are best done via social media, as opposed to a website. Only by balancing what goes where and how, can anyone fully realize their full potential. For this reason, the website concept is still alive and well, for a long time to come. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please, subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.